Now it's time for all the kids to come on down. And Maureen Lane, better known as a kid named Mickey,
I love Jesus.
Will be leading.
Yes, I do.
Hello? Yeah, I guess it is. Good morning. This morning, we're going to have a Bible lesson that's based on a Bible verse that's really easy to learn. In fact, it's so easy to learn, you're going to be able to memorize it before you even leave here. In fact, you may be able to say it backwards. Oh, I am so sorry. That is my cell phone. Well, you know, if somebody's calling me during church, it must be important, so I better take this call. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, hello. It's so nice to hear from you. Oh, I'm so sorry. I haven't been in touch with you lately. Yes, you know how busy I have been. Oh, yes, yes. But, you know, I got you on the phone. I just wanted to thank you for how you've been there for me lately. I really appreciate that. But, you know, I'm in church, and I'm doing the children's sermon right now, so I better hang up. I'll talk to you later. Love you. Bye. Sorry about that. Thank you for being so patient. Oh, you know, I used to think cell phones were kind of not very necessary for people, but I have found that I really like that I can get in touch with my friends and my family and my loved ones with just a press of a button. I've got them all on speed dial, and all I have to do is press a button, and in just a few seconds, the radio signals go up, and I can talk to my loved ones just really easily. If I'm worried about something, I can talk with them, or if I've got a problem and I need to discuss it, I can talk with them about that. And it's really neat to have that cell phone. In fact, it makes me feel safer because, like, if I'm in the car and I have problems in my car, I know I can get in touch with somebody to get me help. So I really like my cell phone. And, you know, when I was your age, we didn't have cell phones. I don't know what we did, but we didn't have cell phones. And I remember when we were on the youth trip, the youth couldn't have their cell phones during the day. They could only get them at night. And boy, when it was time for them to get their phones, they were ready to get them. And when they weren't talking on them, they were using their fingers and sending messages to each other in the cars, texting. And I'm not really good at that. I don't know how to do that. But anyway, we need to get back to our Bible lesson. Remember I said that there was a Bible verse that is so easy that you'll be able to memorize it? It's 1 Thessalonians 5:17, and this is what it is. Pray continually. That's it. Can you say that with me? Pray continually. Can you do it by yourself? You've just memorized it. Let's do it backwards. Continually pray. Do that. See, I told you you could learn it front ways and backwards. And you know what? What's neat about that Bible verse? It means the same thing either way. What it means is that God wants you to talk to him all the time. If you have a problem, he wants you to talk to him. If you just want to talk about what has happened in your day and you're happy about it, you can talk to him. And you don't even need a cell phone. You don't need a cell phone. He's on speed dial all the time. All you have to do is, what's the Bible verse? Pray continually. Yes, that's all you have to do. And he wants to hear from you every day. Every day. All the time. Whatever's happening in your life, he wants to hear from you. Think you can do that? So when you see somebody talking on a cell phone, I want you to think of that Bible verse. Pray continually. Can you do that? And I bet you're going to see a lot of people on cell phones. And every time you think of them, what are you going to think? Pray continually. Yes. Okay. Would you pray with me now? Heavenly Father, thank you for each young person here. There are blessings. And Lord, help us to talk to you every day. We don't have to have speed dial. We don't have to have you on a cell phone. All we have to do is talk aloud to you or think about you in our head, and you're there instantly. And Lord, we just thank you for that. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, when I was a kid, we had 2 tin cans and a piece of wire, and today they got cell phones. So, as the kids take their cups,